This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. More bad news out of D.C. on the fight against the anti-franchise bill, the PRO Act. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, has announced his support for the bill, bringing it a step closer to gaining the support of the 50 senators needed to bring it to a floor vote. This development marks a new urgency in IFA's advocacy to express opposition to the PRO Act, a bill that would essentially decimate the franchise business model. It would federalize an expanded joint employer standard, as well as codify California's ABC test for worker classification, effectively reclassifying franchisees as employees of their brand companies. Domino's and Nuro are launching autonomous pizza delivery in Houston. Select customers who place a prepaid order on Domino's.com can choose to have their pizza delivered by Nuro's R2 robot. Dennis Maloney, Domino's Senior VP and Chief Innovation Officer, said, "There's still so much for our brand to learn about the autonomous delivery space. This program allows us to better understand how customers respond to the deliveries, how they interact with the robot, and how it affects store operations." Lots of acquisitions, mergers, and investments happening in the franchise space this week. The big one, Scorpion, has announced a $100 million investment from Breggel Sagemont. This comes during a big growth period for Scorpion and includes opening a new headquarters in Salt Lake City, Utah. Also announced the appointment of Daniel Street as Scorpion's CEO, Michael Chartuti as Chief Revenue Officer, Raj Ramanan as Chief Operating Officer, and Aziz Nagri as EVP of Operations and M&A. Private equity strategy organization NewSpring has completed its acquisition of Duck Donuts. Duck Donuts founder Rush DeGilio said, "The past 14 years have been an amazing journey, and we wouldn't be where we are today without the dedication, passion, and trust of our franchisees and corporate team members. I look forward to watching the brand continue to evolve and build on the success we have already achieved in such a short period." Here's a multi-brand acquisition. Lappel's Dry Cleaning has acquired Martinizing Dry Cleaning, as well as 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, Pressed for Time, Dry Cleaning Station, and Busy Box. Assisted Living Locators is launching Mother's Day Messages of Love, collecting cards to send to senior moms that need it the most. The brand's 140 franchise locations are distributing the cards to residents at assisted living and skilled nursing communities throughout the U.S. Angela Olia, Assisted Living Locators CEO and RN, said, "Sending messages of love has never been more important. We ask for the community's help, from adults to small children, to participate in this card campaign and brighten a senior's Mother's Day." Franchise Business Review is collecting data from everyone in the franchise industry, suppliers, franchisors, franchisees, on engagement and compensation. FBR's Michelle Rowan said, "It's completely confidential. No individual or company data is reported out publicly. And if you participate, you will be sent a copy of the report when it's completed. You can sign up now at franchisingatwork.questionpro.com. Back in a moment with People News after this message from Benetrends Financial. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In People News, Focus Brands has added Guillermo Kramer as Chief People Officer. Also, the company has promoted Joe Guth, president of its McAllister's division, to category president for all restaurant brands. Dustin Thompson is now the franchise recruiting manager at Jack in the Box. Zaxby's has announced Brenda Trickey as the first ever in-house general counsel. Hilton announced the appointment of Colette Baruth as VP and Commercial Director for all-inclusive hotels and resorts in the Americas. Christian Brothers Automotive Corporation has promoted Missy Wright to Director of Franchise Development. Tint World Automotive has added Kelly Ruck as Director of Franchise Operations. Streamline Brands announced the appointment of Ashley Mitchell to VP of Marketing. Blaze Pizza has named Brad Reynolds as the company's new Chief Financial Officer. And Little Caesars Pizza announced that Aaron Martin has been named Chief of Staff, acting as advisor to the CEO and leadership team. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is happening again in person, this time in Seattle, May 1st and 2nd, and Philadelphia, May 15th and 16th. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events, and I will be there podcasting live from the exhibit hall floor and chatting with great brands like Little Caesars, Eat the Frog Fitness, Zeke's Pizza, and many more. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates, again, in person at any of these events, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. For more info, check out franchiseshowinfo.com. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.